This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. All praise and thanks belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and may the peace and blessing of Allah be upon His servant and final messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As to what follows, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He accept our gathering and forgive our sins and our shortcomings. Innahu waliyu dhalika al-qadiru alayhi. My brothers and sisters in Islam, I want to discuss with you today an important sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that is supposed to be practiced when a person is intending to fast. And this sunnah is the sunnah of at-tasahhur. At-tasahhur is to eat something at the time of as-sahar. And the time of as-sahar is a time just before the Fajr prayer. This sunnah of having as-suhur is an encouraged and recommended sunnah, and it is highly rewarding. So let's begin first by defining this word at-tasahhur. The word as-suhur, as-sahar, linguistically, where does this come from? It comes from the word as-sahar. As-sahar is the name given to the time that is at the end of the night, just before Adhan al-Fajr. That time there, in Arabic, it's called waqtu as-sahar, sahar time. And this word sahar, it comes from the word sihr. And sihr means magic. So now the question is, what is the relationship between magic and sahar? We just said that sahar is the time before Fajr. What's the relationship between magic and this time being called sahar? You see, al-ulama rahimahumullah, the scholars, they said, what is magic? They said magic, the reality of magic is that it's confusion. That's what it is. It's confusion. It's secretive matters that are mixed into each other and are hidden from the sight of people. This is what magic is. And the name given to the last part of the night, just before Fajr, is called Sahar. Why is it called Sahar? Because this time, it comes at the end of the night, just before Fajr, and that time is a time of confusion. Because the darkness of the night has mixed in with the light of the Fajr, the light of the morning. They've mixed in with each other. The night is departing and the morning is arriving. So it's very difficult to tell, have we entered the Fajr time or not? For this is why it was called waqtu as-sahar. It was called sahar time because of the confusion that happens at this time to identify exactly when has the Adhan al-Fajr has entered, when the Fajr time has entered. So it was called the time of Sahar. And now, technically, looking at the word as-sahur and as-suhur, what do these two words mean? The word as-sahur with the fatha, the word as-sahur, it refers to the name of the meal that is consumed just before the Fajr Adhan. And this meal is recommended only for the one who is fasting. That's the word as-sa. So your food that you're eating is called sahur with a fatha. And the word as-su, as-suhur with the dhamma on the scene, then that is the name of the action of eating and drinking. So when you're taking the food from the plate to your mouth and holding the cup and bringing it to your mouth and drinking, this action is called as-suhur, as-suhur, with a dhamma on the scene. And as-suhur, as we mentioned, it's a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he would practice whenever he would intend to fast. So if you're not intending to fast, then it is not sunnah to have suhur. And as-suhur is not only recommended during Ramadan. As-suhur is throughout the entire year. Whenever you intend and decide to fast on a particular day, then now in your case, it is recommended to have suhoor before you fast, let's mention now the virtues of as-suhoor. What are the virtues? And it is very, very important always to reflect over the virtues of worship. Because the virtues of worship, what's the purpose? The purpose of the virtues of worship is for us to be encouraged and motivated that we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. And this is very true. For anything in life, when you know its reward, you're encouraged to do that thing. You know, like before you take a job position, you want to know what's the reward of this job position. What wage does it give me? What bonuses does it give me? If it pays a high wage and there are bonuses and there are holidays or days to be given off and, you know, it sounds good, you take that deal. And you only work in your life and you take deals based on its reward. How much does it pay? This concept is a human concept. We're encouraged when we know the reward of things. And you recognize this when you were children, when you were small. You know, whenever your parents would set a reward for a specific action, it motivates you to do that thing, right? So now that many have grown up and you're wise and you're focused, your worships as well, you need to understand that in order to find motivation and encouragement to continue worship Allah Azza wa Jal, it's always good to know the virtues of the worship. Because when you know the virtue and how huge and how rewarding it is, it motivates you to worship Allah Azza wa Jal. So the first virtue, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, تَسَحَّرُوا فَإِنَّ فِي السُّحُورِ بَرَكَةً or تَسَحَّرُوا فَإِنَّ فِي السَّحُورِ بَرَكَةً. Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful virtue. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, eat as-sahur. So have a meal before the adhan al-fajr. Why? Because this meal is full of barakah. فَإِنَّ فِي السَّحُورِ بَرَكَةً. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّ السَّحُورَ بَرَكَةً. That as-sahur itself, consuming a meal at the time just before Salat al-Fajr, it's a barakah, it's a blessing in and of itself. أَعْطَاكُمُوهَ Allah. It is a meal that Allah Azza wa Jal has given you. Yani this concept of at-tasahur and eating something just before Salat al-Fajr, this concept, Allah Azza wa Jal gave us this worship. أَعْطَاكُمُوهَ Allah. فَلَا تَدَعُوهَا. Do not leave it out. Allahu Akbar. Can you see the emphasis in the sunnah that is given for this meal, as-sahur, that it is important you do not skip it or you do not have it in an incorrect time? We're going to speak about the correct time of as-sahur so you can earn the reward and the barakah that is made for as-sahur. So let's explore, how is as-sahur a barakah? How is consuming this meal just before adhan al-fajr, when you intend to fast, how is this a blessing? Al-ulama rahimahumullah mentioned that it is a blessing from many perspectives. Number one is that it strengthens the body and the soul to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the entire day. Because if you eat suhoor, right? If you have your sahoor, you have energy. You have energy and strength in the body. And so your soul is motivated to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As opposed to the one who skips this meal and doesn't eat anything at that time at all, he becomes lazy and he becomes tired throughout the day. As a result, it could affect his worship. So this is one of the barakah, one of the blessings of having a sahur or having suhoor. One of its blessings is that it energizes and strengthens the body to worship Allah Azza wa Jal, because you're not thinking of food. You've eaten. So now you can concentrate and focus on your worship. From the blessings of as-suhoor as well, is that it controls your manners. It keeps you away from bad manners. How is that the case? Because if you skip this meal, if you skip as-suhoor, you're hungry, and hunger brings about bad manners. You know that. When someone is extremely hungry, his tongue becomes filthy. If he was to get angry, he'll swear, he might punch on with someone, he gets frustrated. But if you have a suhoor, you're able to control yourself because you're not hungry, from at least for the first half of the day. You're not hungry. You're not thinking about food and so on. So you're more likely to control your anger. Subhanallah. And this is the barakah once again of as-suhoor. The third blessing of having suhoor is that if you have suhoor consistently every single day, it makes you look forward to fasting each day. Because when you have a suhoor, you realize that fasting is easy. You don't think of food from the very first hours of the day. You're focusing on your worship. Now compare this to the one who skips this meal, a suhoor, and doesn't eat anything just before Fajr. He will feel like the hours of fasting are really long because he's fasting for a longer time. So from the barakah, from the blessing of a suhoor and having this meal consistently every day, it makes a person look forward towards fasting every day because you realize how easy it is. You've just eaten and you've started your fast. By the time Maghrib comes, it'll be a shorter time than if you were to skip the suhoor altogether. Your fasting would then be a longer time because you did not eat anything. From the blessings of a suhoor, and this is number four, is that you follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And following the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is a great reward in that. And if you intend when you're eating a suhoor, if you intend in that, if you intend in this to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then you consuming that meal is a worship in and of itself. You're being rewarded for consuming this meal of a suhoor. Why? Because you're consuming it with the intention of following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he used to do that before he would fast. Subhanallah. Also, from the blessings of a suhoor is that you get up at the end of the night. You get up at the end of the night and you have an opportunity to make dhikr at this time and to make dua and to pray at this time. This is a time in which Allah Azza wa Jal himself descends and he's accepting the dua of the servants. So from the barakah of suhoor is that it allows you to be up and awake at the end of the night, having an opportunity to make dhikr to Allah Azza wa Jal, to pray and to make dua. Also, from the barakah of a suhoor, from the blessings of a suhoor, is that there is identity for a believer at this time. There is identity. And you can realize your identity at the time of suhoor. Why? Because it is only a believer. It is only the Muslims that have this concept of a suhoor. And that is to eat something just before Fajr if you intend to fast that day. No other religion has this concept whatsoever. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, فَصْلُ مَا بَيْنَ صِيَامِنَا وَصِيَامِ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ أَكَلَةُ السَّحَرِ. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that the difference between our fasting and the fasting of the people of the book is this meal, as-sahar, is eating a meal at the time of suhoor, at the time of as-sahar. To eat that meal, this is the difference between us and the people of the book. What does this mean? Meaning Allah Azza wa Jal honored us with as-suhoor. You eat and you internalize. This is our identity. This is what makes us different from all these religions that are out there. Allah Azza wa Jal, subhanallah, and you realize the fact that if Allah Azza wa Jal wants us to be different in matters of worship, yeah, this is a matter of worship, and Allah wants us to be different to the people of the book in our matters of worship, imagine then how far a Muslim is supposed to be from matters concerning sin and transgression that other than the Muslims are upon. So if we're supposed to be different from the people of the book, from the Christians and the Jews and other religions, if we're supposed to oppose them in matters of worship, so we eat a suhoor because they don't, then imagine how much is a believer supposed to be far away from the practices of other religions concerning when it comes to matters of sin and transgression. You know, like a Christmas tree, having it at home, or celebrating Easter, or Mother's Day, or birthdays, and so on. These are matters of sin and transgression. We are being told to be different to other religion concerning matters of worship. And imagine then sins and transgression. How can we imitate them in things like this? We're definitely supposed to keep far away from these practices so we can have our own identity as Muslims. Also, from the blessing of as-suhoor, from the blessing, is that you're able to pray Salat al-Fajr in congregation. Allahu Akbar. And this is why in Ramadan, the masajid are filled for Salat al-Fajr. Everyone comes out to pray Salat al-Fajr in congregation during Ramadan. Why? Because they've all had suhoor. They all ate this meal just before Fajr. And so from the blessings of suhoor is that it brings people together in order for them to pray Salat al-Fajr in congregation at the masjid. Allahu Akbar. And from the blessings of suhoor is that it could be a means of sadaqah for you. It could be a means of sadaqah. How? If you're to offer someone a suhoor, or if you're to share this meal with someone, or if as a mother, for example, she makes a suhoor for the family, or the father makes suhoor for the family, then you earn the reward of everyone that is eating this meal that you prepared. As a result, a suhoor was a reason for you giving a sadaqah and earning the reward of a sadaqah. So from that perspective, a suhoor is a barakah, is a blessing, as the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said. Subhanallah. And the final blessing I can share with you on this for suhoor is that the one who hasn't made an intention the night before the day he's going to fast, then he can make the intention at the time of as-suhoor, just before Fajr. Masha'Allah, this is almost about 9-10 perspectives and points as to how as-suhoor itself is a barakah for the believer. Also from the virtues of as-suhoor, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى الْمُتَسَحِّرِينَ. That Allah and all the angels, Allahu Akbar, we're speaking about the angels that are going up to Allah and coming down to this earth. We're speaking about the angels that are entering Al-Bayt Al-Ma'mur, which is a house that is in the seventh heaven. And 70,000 angels enter it every day and never to return to it ever again. And the entire skies is filled with angels, all of these angels. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى الْمُتَسَحِّرِينَ. They send their prayers upon those who are consuming as-suhoor, upon those who are practicing the action of as-suhoor. Allahu Akbar. Yani, do you know what this means? What does it mean that Allah Azza wa Jal is sending his prayers upon these people? It means that Allah is praising them. He's mentioning, he's making mention of you among the high-ranking elite angels. And the angels praying upon you, meaning the angels are making dua for you. The angels are seeking forgiveness for you and are asking Allah Azza wa Jal to bestow his mercy upon you. Look at the kind of virtue that as-suhoor has. How can a believer miss this? You need to be conscious of these meanings as you are eating your sahur. And yani, it carried a great reward. As-suhoor carried a great reward because this is the preparation of the believer for a long worship ahead. You see why preparation is important? Yani, as-suhoor itself, what is it? It is preparation. It's a preparation for a long worship ahead, which is the worship of fasting. So it earned a great reward because a believer is putting his effort. He's putting his effort in worshipping Allah and he's preparing for his worship, having a suhoor so that in order for him to fast that entire day. Now, what is the correct time for a suhoor? This is a very, very important matter to know, because if you eat at the wrong time, you don't earn the reward of a suhoor. But this is why it's important to know what's the correct time to consume as-suhoor. What is the correct time to have or to practice this action of as-suhoor by eating something? As-suhoor, my brothers and sisters in Islam, it should be right towards the very end of the night, just before Adhan al-Fajr. So the more you delay your suhoor until close to Adhan al-Fajr, that is the sunnah. And that is when you earn the reward and the blessing of as-suhoor. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, he narrated and he said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Zayd ibn Thabit رضي الله عنه تسحرا. They had سحور. فلما فرغا, when they finished from their سحور, قام النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى الصلاة. He got up from his house and he went to the masjid in order to pray صلاة الفجر. قلنا لأنس, then يعني أنس رضي الله عنه, the one who narrated this hadith, was asked by the companions, كم كان بين فراغهما من سحورهما ودخولهما في الصلاة. What is the time between the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam having ended his suhoor meal? What's the time between when he finished a suhoor meal until he prayed the sunnah of al-fajr? What's the time? فأنس رضي الله عنه, he said, قد رؤما يقرأ الرجل خمسين آية. He said the time was the time it takes for a person to read 50 ayat. والعلماء رحمهم الله, they said that's about 11, 12 minutes to read 50 ayat. So we can learn from this narration that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would delay his suhoor, extreme delay all the way to until just before adhan al-fajr. That's the sunnah. Well, sunnah as well, and what is good to be practiced, is to have suhoor in a gathering. Don't eat alone with your family, with someone. You will find in these ahadith that I share with you, it's always someone having suhoor with someone else. Subhanallah. فَدِلَيْ the suhoor as best as you can. العلماء رحمهم الله now, such as Ibn Hajar رحمه الله, he said that suhoor time is between الفجر الكاذب والفجر الصادق. It is between the false fajr and the true fajr. What is the difference between the false fajr and the true fajr? The difference is that at the time of false fajr, what happens in the sky is that a vertical white line appears in the sky. A vertical white line appears in the sky. This is known as al-fajr al-kadhib, the false fajr. So we're not allowed to pray at this time, and we do not make adhan for the fajr at this time. The first adhan perhaps is made to wake the people up and prepare them. And the true fajr, al-fajr al-sadiq, is the horizontal white line that appears in the sky. It's a horizontal line. And then the light begins to grow bit by bit after that. That is when al-fajr has entered. This is when you must stop eating and begin your fasting. So Ibn Hajar rahimahullah, he said that as-suhoor, to eat as-suhoor, is between the false fajr and the true fajr. والعلماء رحمهم الله, they say between them is, some said 15 minutes, some said 30 minutes, and some even mentioned 45 minutes. 45 minutes is an opinion that is somewhat doubtful. So it is more correct to the fact that it's 30 minutes or 15 minutes. There are other numbers that have been mentioned, but this is what Ibn Hajar rahimahullah mentioned, that as-suhoor time, to consume this meal in order to attain its reward and to earn the barakah of this meal, eat that meal before the between the false fajr and the true fajr. So, yani 15 minutes before adhan al-fajr, 20 minutes before adhan al-fajr, start eating. 20 minutes before adhan, delay it, extremely delay your suhoor until right at the end of the night, just before adhan al-fajr. That's the sunnah. Start eating at that time. And this is exactly what the companions would do. They would delay it until the last moment of the night. Yani Zir ibn Hubaysh radiyallahu anhu, he narrates. And he says, تسحرت مع حذيفة ثم خرجنا إلى الصلاة فلما أتينا المسجد صلينا ركعتين وأقيمت الصلاة ليس بينهما إلا هنية. So he said, Zir ibn Hubaysh, he said, I had suhoor with حذيفة. Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu. See, once again, suhoor, having a suhoor in a gathering with someone else. They had suhoor, then they left their house to go to pray Salat al-Fajr at the Masjid al-Nabawi. So he said, once we arrived at the Masjid, we prayed two rak'at sunnat al-Fajr, and the iqama for Fajr was made. And he said, Laysa baynahuma illa hunayya. There was only a short time. Once again, this hadith is proving that as-suhoor should be consumed right at the end of the time, right at the end of the night, just before adhan al-fajr. And in another hadith, this is the hadith of Sahal ibn Sa'd al-Sa'idi, رضي الله عنه, he said, كنت أتسحر في أهلي ثم يكون سرعة بي أن أدرك صلاة الفجر مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Sahal رضي الله عنه, he said, that I used to have suhoor with my family. See, once again, he's having it with someone else, with my family. ثم يكون سرعة بي. Then I would experience a rush within me to join Salat al-Fajr with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he finishes his suhoor and he rushes to the masjid in order to join the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and make it for Salat al-Fajr. Once again, this third narration is emphasizing how delayed you're supposed to put this meal of a suhoor, how much you're supposed to delay it and have it just before Adhan al-Fajr in order to attain the reward and to attain يعني, the blessing of as-suhoor. Anything before this is not considered suhoor. يعني, if a person in the middle of the night was to say, I'm going to have suhoor now and then sleep, you don't earn the reward of as-suhoor because that is not suhoor, that is dinner. Or anyone who says, you know, I'll have something at after Taraweeh prayer, I'll eat something and this is my suhoor. That is not suhoor. You do not earn the reward for suhoor because this is called dinner. This is not called suhoor time. So be very, what do we say? Careful and pay attention to the time you consume this meal in order to earn the prayers of Allah and all the angels and to earn the blessing of a suhoor. Have it just before Adhan al-Fajr. Okay, so what's to eat at suhoor? Is there anything? النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, من أراد أن يصوم فليتسحر بشيء. Number one, eat anything. Anything you eat is considered sahur. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said, anyone who intends to fast, فليتسحر بشيء. Have suhoor with anything. Any meal, of course, that is halal. And the best thing you can eat for your sahur is dates. As the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ni'ma suhoorul mu'min at-tamr. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the best suhoor of the believer is at-tamr, to have dates. Allahu Akbar. And if you don't find dates, then the second best thing is to drink water. And it doesn't have to be a whole cup, it could be even a sip of water. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, as-suhooru akalatna akluhu barakah. That having suhoor is a blessing. فَلَا تَدَعُوهُ. Do not leave it out. وَلَوْ أَنْ يَجْرَعَ أَحَدُكُمْ جَرْعَةَ مَاءٍ. Even if one of you was just to sip water. Even if one of you was just to sip water. فَإِذَا the idea of a suhoor is not to have a meal and sit down and be full after it. And that's not the idea of a suhoor. A suhoor is to have something that will strengthen your body and strengthen your soul to the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. The purpose of a suhoor is to follow through with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to earn the blessing of this time and to earn the prayer, the praise of Allah azza wa jal and the dua of the angels. طيب العلماء رحمهم الله, they mention a beautiful wisdom for why dates, consuming dates, is the best type of suhoor. العلماء رحمهم الله, they said, mashallah, يعني العلماء, the scholars of Islam, did not leave anything except they investigated and looked deeply into it to bring us out these pearls and gems and understanding and wisdoms in our deen. So العلماء رحمهم الله, they said, why is it best to have at the time of as-sahar for your suhoor to have dates? They said, look, dates are a sweet, they are a sweet fruit. So having dates as your suhoor reminds you of the beauty and the sweet taste of worship when you fast that entire day ahead. So your fasting should be as sweet as the date you had at suhoor time. This is يعني, one of the wisdoms they mention. As you have this day and you taste the sweetness of it, the beauty of it, you're supposed to remember, I hope and I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make my long day of fasting ahead as sweet and beautiful and enjoyable as this date I just had. Okay, let's move on to the next matter, and that is eating and drinking during the Adhan. Okay, so there's two things here that we need to be careful of. Number one, Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, وَكُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَكُمُ الْخَيْطُ الْأَبْيَضُ مِنَ الْخَيْطِ الْأَسْوَدِ مِنَ الْفَجْرِ. Allah Azza wa Jal, basically in this ayah, He said, eat and drink throughout the entire night until the white line has been distinguished and clear, distinguished from the black line of Al-Fajr. What this basically all means is eat and drink all of the night until the light of the Fajr is clear. So let's say you're out in the desert and you saw Al-Fajr al-Sadiq. You saw the white horizontal line across the sky. If you saw this, then it is absolutely forbidden to eat. Even if you had something in your mouth or you had water in your mouth, you must spit it out. You cannot continue eating it. That's if you're out in the desert and you saw it with your own eyes, this horizontal white line, and you were absolutely certain that this is the first moment of Al-Fajr. If there's something in your mouth, you need to spit it out and you cannot eat after that. However, if you're going by calculation, you're going by the calendar, so you're relying on the calendar to determine the Fajr time, which is what most people do and what many countries do. In this case, there is no certainty that it is Fajr time, because the time on the calendar is not the exact absolute certain time of Al-Fajr. It's brought a little bit earlier. It's brought a few minutes earlier. So if you had food in your mouth, you may finish it. Doesn't matter. As the Adhan is being made, Allahumma, you can finish it. And if you had a cup of water in your hand and you heard Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar on your radio, and you're following, and this radio or the Mu'adhin is following the calendar, the calculation, which now we know it's not the certain and exact time of the Adhan al-Fajr, and you had a cup of water in your hand, it's permissible to drink. Because the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا سَمِعَ أَحَدُكُمُ النِّدَاءُ وَالْإِنَاءُ فِي يَدِهِ أو والإناء على يده فلا يضعه حتى يقضي حاجته منه. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, if any one of you hears the Adhan and there is a cup of water in his hand, do not put this cup down until you finish what's in it, or until you drink from this cup whatever you want to drink from it, right? Whatever need you have of drinking water, drink. And this hadith, the majority of ulama said that the adhan in this hadith, when the hadith began by saying, when you hear the adhan, this is referring to an adhan you hear in where you are not certain that it is Fajr time yet. So if you're going off the calendar for your Fajr time, then if you were to eat while hearing the adhan on your radio or in your car or in the masjid, or it's going off the calendar, then you can finish off what's in your mouth and drink what's in your hand, no problem. Right, this is the difference. As for the fact that if you were, as I said, if you were in the desert and you saw Al-Fajr al-Sadiq, you saw the white horizontal line, even if there's something in your mouth, you must remove it straight away. The next matter is, this is of course eating during the Adhan. What is the ruling concerning a person who eats 10 or 15 minutes after the Adhan? Right? So let's answer this question. You see, look, if a person ate 15 minutes after the Adhan or 10 minutes after the Adhan, and he thought while he's eating, he thought that it's still nighttime, the Fajr hasn't entered yet, then his fasting is correct and he does not have to repeat that day. So if you got up thinking that it's still nighttime and you went and you drank, and all of a sudden you look at your time and the calendar and you realize, ooh, it's 15 minutes since the Adhan, that's fine. That is fine. And your fasting is correct, bi-idhnillah, and you do not have to repeat that day. However, if you knew that Adhan al-Fajr had taken place, if you knew that it is Fajr time, but you woke up late, let's say you woke up 10 minutes late, and you quickly rushed to your fridge or whatever to drink some water, you have broken your fast and you broke it deliberately. And whoever breaks his fast deliberately must do three things. At-tawbah, because this is a major sin. You neglected an obligation. At-tawbah, and you're not supposed to eat or drink for the rest of that day, and you need to make that day up. These are three things you must do if you deliberately break your fast during Ramadan. Okay, so if you ate 15 minutes after the adhan, thinking it's still nighttime, the adhan of the fajr hasn't gone yet, hasn't taken place yet, then your fasting is correct, and يعني, you don't have to make up that day. Walhamdulillah. But if you ate 15 minutes or 10 minutes after adhan, knowing that fajr has already entered, but you said, oh, you know what, I woke up late, I just need to drink something, you know, la, then in this case, you have deliberately broken your fast, and you must make that day again. طيب. My brothers and sisters in Islam, I have a final message to share with you, and that is the time of as-sahr. How important is this time for a believer? My brothers and sisters in Islam, listen carefully to what I'm going to share with you. The time of as-sahr, which is the time just before Adhan al-Fajr, towards the end of the night, this is a time of worship. And the best thing to do at this time is to seek forgiveness from all your sins. Allah Azza wa Jal, He praised those who seek forgiveness during the last part of the night just before Fajr. Allah Azza wa Jal, He mentions in Surah Al-Dhariyat, He describes Al-Muttaqeen, the believers. Remember, your fasting is supposed to bring you taqwa. What is one of the descriptions of Al-Muttaqeen? وَبِالْأَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. That at the time of Al-Ashar, just before Fajr, at that time, they are engaged in continuous istighfar. يستغفرون. It's a present tense. In other words, they are continuously making istighfar. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, from their sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He praised people that are worshipping Him subhanahu wa ta'ala at this time, just before Salat al-Fajr. Allah Azza wa Jal, He also said in Surah Ali Imran, when He described al-muttaqeen, when He described the believers, the righteous, He said, وَالْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ بِالْأَسْحَارِ. And those who commit to istighfar and seek forgiveness at the time of al-ashar, at the time just before Adhan al-Fajr. Allahu Akbar. And look at the case of Ya'qub alayhi salam. Ya'qub alayhi salam, of course, the father of Yusuf, his children had done a very, very big mistake during the life of Ya'qub. They did a very, very big mistake towards their father. And that is that they wanted to kill their brother. But anyway, then they agreed that they're just going to throw him in the well. And they threw Yusuf alayhi salam in the well. And after a very long time, when Yusuf alayhi salam was found healthy, alive, safe and well, the children of Ya'qub, which are the brothers of Yusuf, they regretted their mistake. So they went to their father and they said, استغفر لنا ذنوبنا. Oh father, forgive us. Forgive us, ask your Lord to forgive us of the sins that we had done. Ya'qub, the father, said to them, سَوْفَ أَسْتَغْفِرُ لَكُمْ رَبِّي. He said, I will ask Allah to forgive you. This I will, he meant that I'm going to delay my istighfar for you. I'm going to delay until when? Al-ulama, rahimahumullah, said, until the time of as-sahr, until just before Adhan al-Fajr. Because Ya'qub alayhi salam knows that this time is a time of accepted dua. It's a time of worship. So even Ya'qub alayhi salam realizes the importance at the end of the night, just before Adhan al-Fajr, as-sahr time. Allahu Akbar. Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu, he says, أُمِرْنَا أَن نَسْتَغْفِرَ بِالسَّحَرِ سَبْعِينَ اسْتِغْفَارَةً. We have been commanded and instructed to make istighfar, to say astaghfirullah, at the time of as-sahr, 70 times. Just before Adhan al-Fajr, to make it 70 times. And more than this if you can. My brothers and sisters in Islam, this time is a precious moment. It's a huge opportunity for forgiveness. The time of as-sahr is a time of worship. It's a time of hope. It's a time of mercy. It's a time of blessing. Allahu Akbar, this time, just before Adhan al-Fajr, this time is a time in which Allah Azza wa Jal has descended to the lowest sky, to the lowest heaven. And this is happening every single night. Why is it happening every single night? That Allah Azza wa Jal comes down in the last third of the night, and He's still down, subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the time of as-sahr, at the time of having your suhoor, which is, as we said, just before the Fajr. Why is this happening every single night? This is an implication to the fact that this is how much we are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every single night we are in need of Allah azza wa jal. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes down, He descends every night, and He asks, هَلْ مِنْ تَائِبٍ فَأَتُوبَ عَلَيْهِ. Is there anyone who is seeking repentance? Anyone who wants to ask forgiveness of his sins so that I may forgive him, so that I may accept his tawbah? Allahu Akbar. My brothers and sisters in Islam, this time of As-Sahar, it's a moment to increase your love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because at that moment, you reflect over the fact that Allah azza wa jal selected you to be among a few believers that are awake at this time and given the ability and strength to stand in worship and seek forgiveness while many are asleep and heedless at that time. See why As-Sahar time is a time to increase your love for Allah azza wa jal. Just sit down and reflect. Why did Allah allow me to wake up? And why did He give me the strength and the ability that I'm now standing here in my room offering 2 raka'at or making istighfar or making dua? Ask yourself, why did Allah make you wake up in the most precious moment of the night? This, if you reflect over it, it increases your love for Allah azza wa jal, that you really realize that Allah selected you for a precious moment so that you can build this relationship between you and Him. Allah azza wa jal is saying at the time of As-Sahar, anyone out there that is bothered by his sins, that wants to seek forgiveness so that I may forgive him, answer the call of Allah. Answer the call. Don't be heedless. Don't be sleeping at that time, especially in Ramadan. And then I said to you, As-Sahar is a time of worship. Don't just get up and then have a meal and then sit out on your phone until Adhan al-Fajr, or watch something on TV until Adhan al-Fajr, or be distracted or talk to someone. Cancel all this out. This is a time of worship. This is a time to seek forgiveness. Allahu Akbar. Say Alhamdulillah that Allah Azza wa Jal honored you and gave you the ability and the strength that you seek forgiveness at this time of As-Sahar. And say, oh Allah, I'm grateful for this opportunity. Oh Allah, forgive my sins. And this in and of itself, it increases your love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you don't know, perhaps by the time the call to Fajr is made, perhaps a person might have been forgiven from all his sins. And you walk out of your room as though a newborn. You don't know. This is not impossible upon Allah azza wa jal. Allah azza wa jal loves to forgive. He loves to hear the call of the servant. He loves to hear the sobbing of his servant and the crying of his servant. For the time of As-Sahar, repent at this time. Reflect over your sins and your past. Regret your sins. Seek forgiveness. Say astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Say Allahumma ghfir li. Al-istighfar, my brothers and sisters in Islam, it purifies the heart. It softens the heart. And in order for your dua, your seeking forgiveness of Allah, in order for that to have an effect on you and for it to be accepted, your heart must be present. When you seek forgiveness, your heart must be present. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, اعلموا أن الله لا يستجيب من قلب غافل لاهن. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, you better all know that Allah azza wa jal does not answer the call that comes from a heart that is ghafil, heedless, lahin, distracted. How is a heart heedless and distracted? Heedless. If you don't know the greatness of Allah and you don't recognize and realize the vastness of the mercy of Allah and the vastness of His compassion, then you are ghafil. You're heedless concerning Allah. And the heart is distracted when you don't know the meaning of what you're saying. So you need to have a heart that is present when you're making dua at the time of Sahar. And anytime you're making dua, for this dua to be accepted, your heart needs to be present. And it is very easy to achieve a present heart at the time of Sahar, at the time of Suhoor, because there is no worldly distractions. There's no calls, there's no work, there's no children, there's nothing, there's no noise. Everything is peaceful and quiet. So your heart is able to be present with you when you make dua. And we said, a present heart means it's not heedless and it's not distracted. Not being heedless, meaning you're conscious of the greatness of Allah Azza wa Jal and the vastness of the mercy of Allah. Not being distracted, meaning you know the meaning of what you're saying. So for a dua to be accepted, the heart needs to be present, meaning as you're making dua, think of the greatness of Allah, of the vastness of His mercy, acknowledge this, and reflect over what you're saying, understand what you're saying. When you say, Allahumma ghafirli, oh Allah, forgive me. Do you know what that means? Meaning all your sins and the minor and the major sins and everything that you had done that opposed the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, seeking forgiveness from the diseases of the heart, arrogance and envy and jealousy and whatever it is that was inside your heart. You seek forgiveness from the shortcomings of your worship, because none of us can claim that our salat is 100% and our fasting is 100%. So when you say astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, ask Allah to forgive you from the shortcomings that took place during your worship. The time of as-sahar, my brothers and sisters in Islam, the time just before Fajr is a private time between you and Allah Azza wa Jal. Everything around you is still motionless. It's all quiet. It's a peaceful time. You reflect over yourself and your past. Admit to Allah Azza wa Jal your sins, what you've done. Admit to Him, tell Him, speak to Allah Azza wa Jal what bothers you, what is bothering you. You know, what's suffocating you, what's choking you. These sins of yours, ask Him to forgive you. Wallahi, my brothers and sisters in Islam, this time of as-sahar, at this moment, when you're begging Allah to forgive you, when you're admitting your sins to Him, your heart reaches a high level of humility. It's humbled before Allah Azza wa Jal. You realize your weakness at that time, and you realize the need of Allah Azza wa Jal in your life. You realize the meaning of Allahu Samad. What does Allahu Samad mean? Allahu Samad means we are in need of Allah, Allah is not in need of us. You realize the meaning of Allah As-Samad when you're crying and sobbing during that time of as-sahar and asking Allah Azza wa Jal to forgive you from your sins. We need Allah Azza wa Jal's mercy and His compassion. We need His name Al-Ghafoor. We need His name Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. We need these in our life. Allahu Akbar. Call unto Allah Azza wa Jal at the time of as-sahar with sincerity and humility and honesty. And you can achieve sincerity at this time. And now as-sahar time, the time just before Fajr, is a sincere time in and of itself. It's a sincere time. How is it a sincere time? Because just before Fajr, this is a time in which a nafs loves to sleep and rest. However, you fought yourself and you got up and you preferred what Allah Azza wa Jal loves over what you love. You preferred to stand in worship between the hands of Allah Azza wa Jal. You preferred to make istighfar at a time in where your nafs loves to sleep and rest. That's sincerity. This is what honesty with Allah is. To prefer what Allah loves over what you love. Allahu Akbar. So make dua to Allah Azza wa Jal at the time of sahar with sincerity and honesty. And you can already easily achieve sincerity and honesty, as I just mentioned to you. Why? Allahu Akbar. And my brothers and sisters in Islam, the highest form of istighfar, the highest form of seeking forgiveness, is to seek forgiveness for yourself, your parents, and the believing men and women by saying, Astaghfirullah al-Azim li wa liwalidayya wa lilmuslimin. By saying, oh Allah, forgive me and my parents and all the believing men and women. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, as in the hadith of Ubadah ibn Samit, Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah declared this hadith authentic, or he declared it hasan, narrated with a good chain, that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man istaghfara lil mu'minina wal mu'minat, katab Allahu lahu bi kulli mu'minin wa mu'minatin hasana. That anyone who seeks forgiveness for the believing men and believing women, Allah Azza wa Jal would record for him a good deed for every believing man and believing woman, those that are alive and those that are dead. Allahu Akbar. How many millions of hasanat a person would earn for saying, oh Allah, forgive me and my parents and all the believing men and believing women. Subhanallah, what a huge reward it is. And this, as I said to you, is the highest form of istighfar. And this is a dua that is established in the Quran. Nuh alayhi salam made this dua.
said, Rabbi ighfirli, forgive me, wali waliday and my parents, wali man dakhala baytiya mu'minan walil mu'minina wal mu'minat, and forgive every believer that entered my house. Or baytiya could also mean my masjid, and it could also mean my religion. Forgive every believer that entered the religion, and forgive all the believing men and believing women. And this is a dua Ibrahim alayhi salam made. He said, رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. Oh Allah, forgive me and my parents and the believing men and believing women. And of course, this dua is before Ibrahim alayhi salam was told that his father is a disbeliever. Right? So that's why, يعني, how we understand this dua. And this is the dua that Allah Azza wa Jal commanded the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make. وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ. Seek forgiveness of your sin, from your sin. وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. And the sins of the believing men and believing women. So my brothers and sisters in Islam, this is how we make istighfar at the time of As-Sahar. And this is the best time to make istighfar. And this is the best worship to be engaged in. Just before Adhan al-Fajr, eat your meal and then spend the rest of the time astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, Allahumma ighfirli wa liwalidayi wa lilmu'minina walmu'minat yawma yaqumu alhisab. Make this dua. If you want to pray two rak'at and you have the time, pray. Make dua at this time. Make dhikr, but don't forget al-istighfar. Very important at this time. Come on, my brothers and sisters in Islam. There is only 20 days left of Ramadan. A third of Ramadan has finished. Make a habit of this suhoor in your life, of valuing the time of sahar in your life. Make a habit from get into a routine. Now in Ramadan, it's very easy to get into a routine. We have another 20 days. 20 days is plenty to get into a routine. Suhoor, and then istighfar, and then worship, right? Get into this. And don't lose this after Ramadan. Commit to this plan, even if you do that once a week, you fast. But you have suhoor, and then you spend that time istighfar, and then you take on a day of worship. How beautiful is this? Wallahi, my brothers and sisters in Islam, wallah, the heart and the soul needs this connection with Allah Azza wa Jal. You know, why do people enjoy Ramadan? Before Ramadan, everyone can't wait for Ramadan, and then in Ramadan, people are enjoying Ramadan. People literally actually enjoy Ramadan. Why? This in itself implies how much we are in need, how much the soul is in need of being purified and cleansed and connecting with Allah. So don't lose this. Don't lose this routine after Ramadan. Keep it going. Even if it was, let's say, Mondays. Choose Monday. I want to fast on Mondays. And don't just fast the Monday. Rather, wake up for suhoor. Have something, you know. And I mentioned the blessings of this suhoor. Earn that pleasure of Allah. Earn that praise of Allah and the angels making dua for you, and feel that. And then spend that time istighfar, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. And you've had suhoor, and the angels are making istighfar for you, and you're making istighfar for yourself, and Allah is praising you because you had suhoor. Allahu Akbar, imagine how beautiful that worship is going to be. Imagine the effect of that fasting. What is it going to do to such a person? It's going to no doubt cleanse him thoroughly, wash him. It's going to purify the heart and cleanse it and polish it. Allahu Akbar. And the reward with such a person to Allah Azza wa Jal is great. Wallahu Akbar. My brothers and sisters in Islam, this fasting is a therapy for the damaged soul. The soul that has been damaged with sins and evil. For we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the strength and the ability that we continue worship Him until the last day we have on earth. And we ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our deeds, to forgive our sins and our shortcomings, and to accept our fasting of Ramadan, and to accept our prayers at night, and to accept our istighfar, and to accept all our dua during this month. إِنَّهُ وَلِيُّ ذَلِكَ وَالْقَادِرُ عَلَيْهِ وَجَزَاكُمُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا. My brothers and sisters in Islam, for listening. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ وَبَارَكَ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.